It's not often one man is able to move the hearts of nations, to usher change across race and age. But when someone gives their life to a divine calling, amazing things happen. That is the legacy of Billy Graham.
Tonight, I'm glad to tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ can be received, your sins forgiven, your burdens lifted.
Billy was born in 1918, during the end of World War I. Growing up on his family's dairy farm in North Carolina, no one could have imagined what God had in store for this hard-working young man.
When he was 13 years old, he was in a play at school. His voice carried so well. I says, I just think there's something in that boy that we haven't discovered yet.
At age 15, he was invited to hear a man named Mordecai Ham preach at a citywide revival meeting.
I was taken by a friend, and I became fascinated. And then the Spirit of God began to speak to me as I went back night after night. And one night when the invitation was given, I just said, Lord, I'm going.
From this moment, life would never be the same for Billy. A new passion burned in his heart to see lives changed. He went on to college and began preaching the good news of Jesus to anyone who would listen. It was during those years of academics and Sunday sermons that Billy met Ruth. The young missionary girl raised in China would become his best friend, the true love of his life. And he would be the first to say that without Ruth, his growth as a preacher and evangelist would not have been possible.
When I came out and saw her standing there, he said, "That is Ruth Bell." At that moment, I was in love. And not only in love, something told me inside she'll be your wife. Now, it took her nearly a year to come to that same conclusion.
Word of his powerful message spread quickly. He preached on the stages of concert halls and auditoriums and over the airwaves of radio and television. And soon, people began lining the streets by the tens of thousands just to hear him speak.
Before we can have world peace, we must have peace within our hearts.
Und bis wir Weltfrieden haben, müssen wir Frieden.
There's only one road to heaven.
You say, but if I believe God, isn't that enough?
I want to tell you before you leave Madison Square Garden this night of May 15th, you can find everything that you've been searching for in Christ.
Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth. He is the light.
He was a mighty man.
The Bible tells us that in spite of our sins and rebellion, that God loves us.
As countless people responded to the move of God's Spirit, the demands on Billy seemed constant. But it was Ruth and their children that brought him strength and joy. Their home was a special place where he could simply spend time as a father and loving husband. These moments were precious to Billy.
Yes, there is a great sense of loneliness. And if there is a price to pay in this work, it is that I'm not with my children.
God's calling on Billy's life took him from the largest stadiums to the most remote villages of Africa. He spoke not only of God's forgiveness, but also against the evils of racism, communism, and social injustice in our world.
And don't let anybody ever tell you that it's white or black. Christ belongs to all people. He belongs to the whole world.
He was one of the most sought-after men of this age, turning down the political stage and Hollywood spotlight in order to continue his ministry to the lost, weary, and forgotten. His message was unfaltering, remaining true to the gospel and his steadfast faith in Christ.
I'm asking you tonight to follow him, to serve him, to let him come into your heart and forgive you.
Be forgiven! Know that you're going to heaven.
What can be said about one man's life? For Billy Graham, let it be said that he lived his life to bring the lost and hurting to Christ.
Are you willing to receive Christ tonight?
Because you may never have a moment quite like this again.
You come and receive him into your heart and say yes to him.
Hundreds of you right now, just get up out of your seat and say tonight, I want my sin forgiven. I want to know I'm going to heaven. I want eternal life. I'm ready to surrender my life to Christ as Lord and Savior. I want to follow him from this night on. Thank you.
On February 21st, 2018, the Reverend Billy Graham went home to be with the Lord. It is estimated that over the course of his ministry, that he preached to more than 200 million people worldwide, including me. Where I heard Billy Graham preach at a Billy Graham crusade in Cleveland, Ohio, in the summer of 1973, where I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But it's not about me. And we can change the slide here. Because as we witnessed in his quiet, humble homegoing, in stark contrast to the 2018 Winter Olympics in Seoul, where it was all about the gold, we saw a true servant of God going for the silver and giving all the glory to God. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to focus on going for the silver and our verse from his final sermon, which he never got to preach. And that's from the book of Galatians, 6th chapter, 14th verse. I use the NASB. And let us change the slide. And it reads, "But may it never be that I would boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Good people of Bartimaeus Baptist Temple, family and friends, as Christians, that should be the verse that's preached at all of our funerals, amen? But just to really drive home a very important concept. Okay, you ready? Wait for it. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. So to illustrate this really crucial concept, let's take a closer look at silver. We can change that slide. And let's read from the book of Psalms, 66 chapter, 10th verse. "You have tried us, O God. You have refined us as silver is refined." So, do we have any refiners? Do we have any silversmiths out there? How do you refine silver? Okay, before Don pipes up, I'm going to tell you. Heat it up really hot. And you burn off the dross. Those are the impurities that are in the metal. But you need it to be pure. So you need to heat it up very, very hot. But how do you know when you're done? It's easy. You see your reflection in it. When you can see your reflection in the silver, it is pure. So here's the analogy for us as Christians. We are being tested. Amen? Anyone being tested out there? Me. I'm being tested. We had to call the fire department at Sabi this week, but praise God they were there. We made it. Things are really heating up, aren't they? And we are under fire. But here's the cool part. No pun intended. We no longer see our reflection. Or the Lord looks at us, rather. He no longer sees our reflection. He sees his Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. He sees his own reflection. I mean, how awesome is that? How totally awesome is that? And I want to talk a little bit more about silver just because I'm going to brag a little. Forgive me, Lord. Hopefully it's not the sin of pride, but right next door to us, living in our midst, in our neighborhood, is a silver medalist. Silas Eddie Southern lives right next door to us. Now, he was Olympian back in the day. In fact, it was the Summer Olympics, 1957. And they were in Australia, so they were held in November because that's when their summer is. And he medaled twice. Impressive. Both medals being silver. You can even look. I was going to share with you those, but we wanted to focus more upon this message than upon, you know, us getting the silver. But the cool thing is, you know, we look at that and we say, oh my gosh, that's quite an accomplishment. That's quite an accomplishment indeed. But in fact, we just got through a Winter Olympics. And for anyone who watched it, I did. It was Winter Olympics, of course, in Seoul, South Korea. There was one event, and of course now the clocks are so good that some people are winning by hundredths of a second, you know. And I think that was the case in maybe a snowboarding event, that somebody lost the gold medal by like 0.001 seconds and they got the silver, but they were so upset they wouldn't even put it around their neck. And I'm thinking, wow, that's the world for you, right? We only want the gold. We want the glory. We want the gold. We don't want to settle for second best. But if it's a Christian, we as Christians, that's what we're all about, right? Did Jesus come? He said, no, it's not about me. And there are multiple verses, go find them, where he says, you know, not my will, Lord, but your will be done. So it's all about going for the silver, that the silver is our gold, right? Because it's not our glory, it's the Lord's. So let's do it, peeps. Go for the silver. And let me share from you this quote from, I believe it even was in the video, but bears repeating. Because, you know, Billy Graham was such an exemplary example of what it was, you know, to be a Christian. He said that someday you'll read or hear that Billy Graham is dead. Don't believe a word of it. I shall be more alive than I am now. I will have simply changed addresses. I will have gone into the presence of God. And that's from Billy Graham. So let's just sum it up. We're so thankful, Lord. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify your holy name, but it's not about us. It's not about the gold. It's not about our glory. It's about your glory. So we press forward towards the goal. It's going for the silver. And the glory goes to you. Praise you and thank you, Lord, in the holy name of Christ Jesus, your Son and our Savior. Amen.